Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hey there, good morning everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight as we once again showcase businesses that for the most part are going to be at the Answers to Energy Expo coming up on February 20th at Player's Choice in Appleton. The doors open up at 9 o'clock and we've got four stages chock full of fun, interesting, and educational seminars. They're going to happen, 28 seminars. You can go on the website right now, answerstoenergyexpo.com. Click on seminars, and you'll see a list of all the seminars, the times, so you can start to plan your day a little bit about the expo. And what we encourage is find out what seminars you want to go to, and then get there a little bit before or whatever, and then take up the other time to talk to some of the people that either were at the seminar, because usually people who are at the seminar also are going to have a booth at the expo, or just stroll around and learn a lot of stuff. And today, we're going to learn a little bit more about replacement windows. We have Scott Young with us, the window guy, AHT Wisconsin Windows. Scott, good seeing you again. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Hey, 2015 done. Good year for you? Was it a great year for everybody over there?
2015 turned out great, and we're looking for a great 2016. We got a good start already.
Okay.
The weather, it sounds like it's going to get a little bit rough this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
So now is the time to look at some windows and, you know, and see what needs to be done.
Well, and I want to thank you because, Scott, We've talked about this probably for the last three times you've been on the show about your book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he brought a book in, signed it for me, Beyond the Glass, A Comprehensive Guide to Window Replacement by Scott R. Young, and your own book. Now, was that easy to do?
It was not easy.
I bet you it wasn't.
It was painstaking. It was, you know, nudge.
I got to get to it.
And then nudge.
Yeah.
But like I put in the introduction of the book, I thank my wife. I thank my family. I thank everybody that helped me with that book to get it done because I'm not a book writer.
Yeah.
And I had to write it and I had to be nudged and nudged.
I have talked to so many people that
we
they
got it.
You know, from the idea of doing a book to actually writing the book and then painstakingly going through chapter by chapter, I wanted to go back. A lot of them have said to me, I wanted to go back to that first time I thought about writing a book and slap myself silly because it's not easy.
I can enter into what they're saying there because it's not an easy task, but. Yeah, and I read the book probably 25 times because you had to, you know, put it down in writing and then make sure it's right, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So a lot of effort went into it.
Well, before we even start, how can people get a hold of this book?
They can actually go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you know, Google it on, you know, on the internet, and you can order it right from them.
Beyond the Glass.
To my website and have a look at it, and or contact us, and we can get you a copy also.
You know, and again, I know, you know, you just said about writing the book, but was there something that happened that you said, I got to write a book?
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's happened in the window industry over the years that encouraged me to write the book because we're not an everyday window company.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do quality. We want to have the most energy efficient window to put in a home. And we want to get it done right with our installers and the installation. And so, you know, a window isn't just buying a window. And people think a window is a window.
Mm-hmm.
And on the surface it is. But when you start digging into the glass quality, the energy efficient technology that they can put in a window and the frame of the window and the balance system that helps you, you know, go up, that helps the window go up and down, or the crank mechanism that makes crank out. There's so many things to think about a window other than just a window is a window.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we have windows that that have a 50-year non-prorated warranty on them. And it's not something that we just say. It's something that we get to happen.
So. Great. Let's talk about it right away in the book. You have here in the first chapter, it says, do you need to replace your windows? A great question. Especially now with this cold weather, what are some of the qualifications that people go, yeah, I guess I do need to replace my window?
Well, right now is a great time to have a look to see if you need to replace them, because if you stand in front of one of your windows, open the drapes, open the curtains, and stand in front of it, you might feel some sort of a breeze coming through, especially if it's windy. If it is windy, that's called air infiltration. So the air is actually blowing through. It's hitting the outside of the window, and some of that air, you know, the window stops some of it, but through the nooks and crannies and crevices, some of it infiltrates into the house. So air infiltration. The other thing that we find, if you even if you had the 100% window cocked shut, so no air can get in, there's still what we call conduction, and that is that cold air conducting through the glass and through the frame into the inside of the house. And when it gets to the inside of the house, because cold air drops, it feels like a draft on your feet. So it feels like a draft, even though it could be conduction. So when you feel that cold air, it could be a combination of the of air infiltration and conduction at the same time, or convection, pretty much the same as conduction.
So am I correct to say that really there's two elements for, shall we say, leaky windows? One is the framework of them, and one is the glass where the cold penetration, in this case, cold penetration.
Yeah, right? It would really be the conduction as far as the glass is concerned, but, you know, where the sash goes up and down or slides back and forth, you know, it's around that sash where maybe there's no weather stripping or inferior weather stripping where the air would, you know, blow through the window.
So then why AHT Wisconsin Windows? What makes you guys different than the rest?
Well, a lot of things, and I'll see if I can tackle them.
Yeah, that was an open-ended question.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, the frame is the first thing. We have triple pane glass, so it's heavy. You know, so you have to have a frame that withstands triple pane glass. We use a composite frame. It's a very beefy frame. We use top quality products as far as locks are concerned, as far as balance systems, because if you try to lift a window with triple pane, it's heavy. So we have to counterbalance that with a balance system that helps you lift it up, but yet you don't have to, you know, stand on it to get it closed. So that goes into the window. And now when you talk about glass technology, we could probably talk for the next several hours about, you know, the technology that's put into the glass. But in layman's terms, it's three panes of glass. We put two coats of low E. That's the stuff that keeps your furniture and drapery and carpeting from fading.
Okay.
And it reflects that sun's heat back out in the summer. But when the sun is lower in the winter, it actually hits it at a different angle and allows that solar heat, you know, to penetrate the house and warm your house in the winter.
Okay.
So it's a twofold thing. And then in addition to that, we use a Krypton blend of gas to put between the two air chambers to keep that conduction that we were talking about before, slow that down as much as possible with the technology we have available nowadays.
Now, do most people out there not have this stuff?
Most people out there in the market don't sell triple pane.
Okay.
They don't fill the dead air spaces with anything but argon. And it's usually a double pane window with argon and maybe one coat of low E. So for Wisconsin, you know, we build our window to fit Wisconsin climate. Wisconsin climate is very cold. There's a lot of money to be saved in energy efficiency. There's a lot of companies out there that don't preach that. They just want to put a window in and, you know, walk away. But some of the windows they're putting in aren't any more energy efficient than what they replace. So I want to step away from all that, and I want to do the best of the best. So
that's why you're frozen tundra tested tough.
That's right.
That's what they say. That's what they say. But Scott Young, the window guy here with us, AHT Wisconsin Windows. And the number to reach, by the way, is 866-367-6560, 866-367-6560. You can go to AHTwindows.com. And also, is it ScottTheWindowGuy.com? Can you go to that, too?
You can go to ScottTheWindowGuy.com also.
That's what I thought. Okay, so, you know, you mentioned before that I think consumers look at a window is a window. But we're not professionals like you are. So from a consumer standpoint, to weed out the competitors and to weed out what's going on, weed out, you just call you, would be easy.
Sure.
But what questions do people really need to ask? What are smart questions that they will get the answer to? They go, Okay, this is the difference.
One of the things I've done also is I put the 7 questions to ask before you hire a contractor on our website. So if you go to our website and download the 7 questions to ask, you can have it right in front of you when you have somebody out to take a look at your project for you. You know, there's 7 of them there. It's going to talk about the materials, what materials to use, whether you're getting subcontractors or employees to put it in, whether they have insurance or not,
They're
a reputable company, whether they have references, you know, what the warranties are, and so on and so forth. Because, you know, every little thing that you do to keep problems from happening in the future costs a little more money. But at the same time, it gives you peace of mind knowing that once the product's in there, you have a product that's going to last.
You know, what I love about that guide, too, is you ask, the consumer asks the questions. And I think even before the person you're asking them to even answers that question, you may get a good idea of how confident they are and how good they are. Because I know from talking to you and talking to your people at the expo, when I ask a question, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we know this, you know, and when you come across someone who, and going the roundabout way, that kind of gives you the answer without even knowing what they're going to answer you.
It really does. And if they don't know about their product that they're going to put in your house, well, then how do you know it's a decent product?
Yeah.
It might
just
be a price point for them. It might be something that that is good, but you just don't know it. It's just really hard to say.
Yep.
We come out and we go through an inspection of your windows, and we tell you exactly what's going to go into the window. We build the window right in front of you so you know what the frame is made out of, the glass, everything that goes into it, and why we do it different than other people, and so on and so forth. And then we leave you with a price that's good for a year.
And again, to get that free guide, just go on the website, hdwindows.com or scottthewindowguy.com, and you'll see the pop-up right there. And you click here with a free guide, and there you go. You're on your way. But I think it's a great starting point to figuring out who you should hire and then what you should be looking for. We're going to take a break. AHT Wisconsin Windows with us on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight.
Building a home can be stressful. You want it built one way, but your builder wants to build it another way to cut corners. That won't happen with Dowling Construction.
When we started the process looking at modular homes, we had been around to some other dealers, and we could only add 2 feet or 4 feet. It was only in a living room or a bedroom. With Wisconsin Homes, we were able to customize every part of this home.
Dowling Construction custom-built modular homes with Wisconsin Homes makes customizing easy and worry-free. You decide what changes you want to make, or simply choose from their already made 100 floor plans. Designing a custom-built home is now easier than ever, and a Dowling Construction home exceeds all energy efficiency guidelines than most traditional on-site stick-built homes. See for yourself how these homes are built at DowlingConstructionInc.com, or see the quality yourself at their model home west of Highway 41 off Highway 45 in Oshkosh on Stearns Drive. Now more than ever, more people are saying, I want a Dowling home.
We're back with AHT Wisconsin Windows on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. They will be at the expo coming up on February 20th. They are also going to be doing a seminar to talk about what you should know before you buy some replacement windows. So if you are in that market and you want to first off go and talk to AHT Wisconsin Windows at the expo, but also come to the seminar. You know, it's funny because people go to the seminar, and because there's a lot of people there, you don't get that one-on-one, and it's kind of a you can kind of view it from afar and get the questions you want answered, and you don't have to be direct. But what I find real interesting about this after the seminar is people do a beeline over to your booth and say, that point that you made, now talk about my home when it comes. And I would imagine with you, Scott, there are a lot of people, every home is different. Every situation is different where the sun shines through and all that. It's really a custom job every time.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that there's so many different options and styles and colors and yeah. so on and so forth that, you know, it really is custom built for the home.
Yeah.
And the windows are custom built to the size of the windows you have in your home. So you don't have to, you know, take the siding off. You don't have to take your drywall off. We can make the window to fit the opening.
Now, I'm assuming this is the case, but you put in the same window all around the house. It doesn't matter if you're on the south side or not facing the sun. Does that change at all with the style of window that would go in?
It doesn't change other than if somebody wanted casement windows or crankouts in one part of the house.
Okay.
And maybe a double hung in another part. I mean, we can certainly do that. But we don't change the glass quality at all because of the conduction that we talked about earlier. You'd want people say, well, it's the south side, there's more sun there. Well, you still want to keep the cold out when there is no sun. So you still have to have the glass. There are companies that go out there and they won't put the low E on the south side. You know,
that's why I was asking.
The sun and so on and so forth. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I think that one size does fit all, and it's winter in Wisconsin and we don't see that much sun. So
right.
when we do see it, we want that solar heat gain. And the technology we put in the window gives us the most solar heat gain, but yet in the summer reflects the most heat that we can possibly reflect also.
Scott Young with us, AHT Wisconsin Windows on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Now, when you do, because you do replacement windows, you go and you see a home that have previous windows or windows in there now, how many times do you look at a home that has these windows that you're going to be replacing and go, what'd you do that for?
Yeah, we see a lot of stuff that's
accurate with that?
Oh yeah, quite frankly, I would call it cobbled together, and you know, there's no insulation around them. There's no, you know, some possibly a do-it-yourselfer, or if a company did it, it's hard to believe. But you know, there's just a lot of configurations there that leave you shaking your head, wondering what happened, you know, before I was here. But
is there a settling in period when a window gets put in? Does it take a while for, and I don't know here, maybe the frame to settle or something like that? Warping could set in, things along those lines. Does that happen?
The only way that could probably happen is if the foundation of the house, you know, is buckling because of frost or something in the wintertime. If it's on a slab or something like that, it's going to move.
Okay.
But for the most part, you know, there's a little bit of play that can be had with the windows, you know, before it's an issue. So typically not an issue, but I'm not going to say it's not an issue if it's a slab or something where the foundation has an issue and it's heaving and so on and so forth.
So. Okay. So if, and the reason why I ask is because I would think if you put in a second rate window and there you don't put it in properly, gaps could form as heat and cold air and things like that, and you've got a bigger problem than maybe when you first bought it. It was fine, but
yeah,
then after the years, it doesn't.
Well, one of the properties of vinyl is that it expands and contracts. So when you take a vinyl frame or sash, the part where the glass is in, and you are in the summer, it's going to be expanded to the furthest amount it could. And then in the winter, it's going to shrink up. So it's kind of like the opposite of what should happen. It shrinks in the winter, so you're going to have more gaps in the winter than you are in the summer, which is going to allow, depending upon the weather stripping, it's going to allow air to blow through.
Yeah.
So, you know, with composite, it doesn't expand and contract anywhere near the amount of expansion and contraction you get with a vinyl window. That's why we use composite.
Okay.
It's more stable.
Yep.
It's you know, it's easy to work with, and it's stronger.
AHT Wisconsin Windows with us. Before, I want to make sure we mention this. You have, talk about this, you have a chance for people to win $25,000?
Yeah.
Talk about that. What is that? What's that about?
Well, it's a chance to win windows. It's a bay window, and it's a patio door. And, you know,
$25,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
It it equals $25,000, but there's three different prizes that can be won, first, second, third. So.
Okay. Okay. And that's all you have to do is go on the website. You can enter there, right?
Yes. You're looking,
yeah, you can. I can see it. You can enter now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Go to our website.
You don't go to your website. You own it. You don't have to go to your website.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you know, do you go to your back door? No, I enter the front door. I don't need to go to my back door. Yeah, that's the way it is. And you'll have that also chance for people to win it at the expo as well, so that's good. Now, when we're talking about windows, it's a huge investment. Financing available? How do you work with consumers on all that? Because
we
that's
have
huge.
A couple different programs that we do. If you wanted to do half a house now because of financial reasons, and then the other half a year from now or 2 years,
okay,
we can do that. Otherwise, we have a plethora of financing options available. It really depends upon what the person wants. We can usually fit some sort of financing into their budget that we go through right there while we're there, just to see where they're at, what they'd like to do, and see if we can fit something in there.
Talk to me about the process. What's a normal time for you to meet with the consumer? How long does it take? Because you are, And I've known you now for over a year. You are very thorough, and I think when it comes to windows, that's a real positive thing, that people want to make sure that you've covered everything. How long does it all take?
Well, you know, it's different for each person, but what we want to do is make sure that the person knows exactly what they're going to get, exactly what the warranties are, and exactly what they're paying for before we leave the home.
Yeah.
So it really depends upon how many questions they have. Some people know more, a little more about windows than others. Some may have had other estimates. And so, you know, it just depends upon what they know and what they don't know. But we're there until they say, hey, I've had enough. You know, I don't need to know all this stuff, you know, but we'll inspect the windows at a minimum. We'll get there. We'll inspect the windows to see if there's a problem with them, what problems there are. We'll sit down, we'll show you what our window's made out of, how it's made, all the warranties, explain everything that has to do with installation and how we do things different than other people, and we'll leave you with a low price estimate that's good for a year.
Scott Young with us. Scott, the window guy, the book Beyond the Glass, you can pick that up at Amazon and all the usual ways you can order online. You know, one thing I realized, too, that windows, and I have a lot of people sit in your seats, the seat that you're in, Scott, that do the same thing talking to me. You have to compare apples to apples. There's a lot of people price shopping out there, and they go, well, you know, AHT Windows, I mean, I just got a quote from John Doe over here, and he was, you know, 20% less than you, and you look at it, and it's not the same window.
Yeah. You know, the report card there is the NFRC, stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. They put a sticker on the windows nowadays. If it doesn't have a sticker, it's not approved. It's not an NFRC-approved window. And they did that in the early 2000s, 2000, 2001 or 2, somewhere in there. And it gave us a report card because, you know, there's window companies out there preaching they have an R20, or they have, you know, R this or R that, or theirs is the best window since sliced bread, so on and so forth. But the NFRC testing has done the same size window, same, you know, not necessarily the same options on the window, but you get an air infiltration testing, you get the conduction testing, and you get a U-factor sticker that's put right on the window. Well, the lower the U-factor, the more energy efficient the window is. And I am just appalled and surprised at the windows that I see in home shows with the sticker on it that are just not built for Wisconsin weather at all. In my opinion, I wouldn't buy it if it was the only window available, because the NFRC sticker says it's just not made for Wisconsin. and you're not going to save the energy, you might as well keep what you have, in my opinion.
So they have a sticker on there, but it's not made for Wisconsin.
Well, it's made for Wisconsin, but it's not made for Wisconsin climate.
Oh, yeah, you know, well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not built for Wisconsin climate at all.
No.
You know, it might work great in Florida,
yeah.
You know, someplace where it's warmer, but it's, and they bring it up here and put it in Wisconsin homes, people just are not happy.
Yeah.
We run into that time after time after time when we replace windows because of an inferior product was put in, and it's, some of them aren't even double pane. And if they are double pane, they might be clear. They don't have low E. They don't have anything to keep that technology that I'm talking about that keeps that cold out in the winter and that heat out in the summer. It's just not in the window.
Is there, I know you had said, you know, you have a, do you have a warranty? Is there a warranty for, would you say, 50 years? Is that what you say?
There's a 50-year non-prorated warranty on all the pieces and parts of the window. Comes from the manufacturer.
Non-prorated, too.
Non-prorated. So if a lock breaks 49 years from now, it's covered 100% of the cost of the lock. And
I'm not thinking too many people do that, Scott.
Not too many people
no.
do that. But,
wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We have a warranty because we've been in the business for a long time, and we have a manufacturer build the window to our specifications.
Mm-hmm.
So not just, we don't go out to just any manufacturer and say, hey, build this window. We have to find the right one that'll do it the right way and do it the way we want it done. And that's what we've done.
Of course, estimates are free, so they can just call and get a free estimate. The number 866-367-6560. Now, on that free estimate, you're coming out to the house for that free estimate?
It'll be one of our people that comes out.
I meant you.
Absolutely.
As company. Yeah. So, because a lot of people say free estimate and we'll do it over the phone. Which
no,
I think
we won't do anything over the phone because it's like giving you a haircut over the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
It just can't happen. You have to see our product. We have to see what we're going to deal with installation-wise.
Every home's different. You bet.
And every home is different. So, everybody's, you know, everybody has a different idea of what they want. And if you wanted to change a window from a double hung to a casement, or you want to put a picture window in, or you have a picture window and you want the thing to open, then we can go through all those options with you and let you know what can and can't be done.
Scott Young, Scott the Window Guy at AHT Wisconsin Windows. And again, he'll be at Answers to Energy Expo coming up on February 20th. You can go to their website, ahtwindows.com, scottthewindowguy.com. Chance to win, look on the website there, win $25,000, and just a lot of great information on the website. Make sure you get that free guide on what to ask for before you go out and buy some windows. Scott, good seeing you again. Thank you.
Hey, glad to be here.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Phil Schultz.